I and others I know make kiddush standing. My father does the same. Someone told me I'm not allowed to be motzi others while standing. Is this correct? I know many who are motzi others while standing. I thought it was okay. Should I consider changing my ways? Melech Wask. Okay, Melech, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch says that once it's a kiddush, say Vayechulu standing, and it seems that the rest of the kiddush should be sitting. The Ramah, however, says some say kiddush standing and some sitting, and it's preferable to sit. They're all different minhagim, and they're based on the following. Some say Vayechulu standing because it has a din of edus, of testimony, and testimony is done standing. Others say that you can sit for Vayechulu since the main Vayechulu was in shul, and you're just repeating it again, and even if there are people who didn't hear it in shul, but lemaisa, you're allowed to say kiddush sitting down, even the Vayechulu. Some stand for the entire kiddush, not only Vayechulu, but the entire kiddush, out of respect for the mitzvah of kiddush. Most mitzvahs are done standing up. And some people sit for the kiddush because kiddush is b'makom suda, and you want to be koveya yourself, you want to set yourself ready to eat, which is sitting down. There's an additional consideration that Tosus in Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel questions how we can say Havdalah, or Kiddush for that matter, standing up, when you can't be motzi somebody else in a bracha unless you're kavua together, and that means sitting down or reclining, surely not standing up. However, there are those that say that since you're standing for the mitzvah of Kiddush itself binds you together, and somebody could be motzi somebody else. Most certainly b'di'evid, you could be motzi someone else even standing up, as long as everybody isn't walking around somewhere else, but they're all standing in the same place. And therefore, there are basically three different minhagim when it comes to kiddush. The first minig is to stand for the entire kiddush, because covered for the mitzvah of kiddush. Second minig is to stand for Vayechulu and to sit for the body of Kiddush, standing for Vayechulu because of the testimony, which is done standing up, and then the rest of the Kiddush because of Kiddush b'makom suda, or if you're being motzi other people also, in order to be motzi them in Kiddush in a more preferable way, since everybody's sitting together. And the third custom is to sit for everything. However, to get up a little bit, the first words of Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShamayim, which spells Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there the meaning is to stand up a little bit in honor of the Shem Hashem, and then to sit for Vayechulu and for Kiddush, and especially if you're being motzi other people, in order to fulfill the idea of being motzi them while sitting down. However, the custom of standing for the entire Kiddush, or for half of Kiddush, is a legitimate custom, and one should follow the custom that his family was accustomed to in regards to Kiddush.